she may be a newbie in the world of Marvel superheroes. But since she burst onto the comic book scene in February of 2014, Ms. Marvel has become a cultural phenomenon.
I love this comic because it is diverse, and it shows, you know, a side of America that I think comics don't always show.
She's only not dealing with the school side of things, like the culture clashes, like her parents are trying to be traditional, and I guess that's a bit cliche, but she's really struggling with it because she wants to maintain her Muslim identity.
That's right. Ms. Marvel, a Pakistani-American teenager named Kamala Khan from Jersey City, is Muslim. So is her creator, G. Willow Wilson.
She faces a lot of the same challenges that any teenager faces about family, school, peer pressure, what she wants to do with her life. So the real goal was to make the book feel real. How can any reader from any background see themselves in this Muslim girl in the Marvel Universe?
Comic store owner and Orthodox Jew Menachem Lukens welcomed Ms. Marvel fans to meet the author at his Huntington, New York store. He says he relates to Kamala.
There's a scene where Kamala goes to the mosque and she's talking about the responsibility you have towards people, sort of vaguely implying she might be a superhero, but she doesn't want to tell the imam that she's this. And I have those hypothetical conversations with rabbis in my head. Could I be allowed on the Sabbath to break Sabbath laws, to use my superpower? Like, these are things that I thought of. So Ms. Marvel connected with me immensely.
The point of a superhero is to be a symbol for the culture at that time.
Kamala Khan's hometown of Jersey City, New Jersey, is one of the world's most diverse cities. Her fictional school is based on the real McNair Academic High School there.
All the places that Kamala has been, we get to see that. It's pretty awesome, you know, that they base a superhero off our school. Yeah, and I think that the comic book represents the diversity that we have in our school.
For many people, this character is their only exposure to Jersey City, only exposure to Islam, to depictions of Muslim people that defies the traditional Hollywood idea of, you know, Islamophobic representation. So it's just interesting to see, especially in this political climate, how this character has really become such a symbol.
In 2015, the first Ms. Marvel graphic novel won the Hugo Award, the highest prize in fantasy and science fiction literature for the best graphic story. Ariadna Budianto, VOA News, Huntington, New York.